The opinions expressed in this podcast are not representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University and are strictly for entertainment purposes only. If you or someone you love is in need of genuine advice, please contact a professional.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the second episode of Phone a Friend podcast on Spirit Live. Today we have Alum with us for the first time ever.
Yeah, he's all here three
hosts.
For once.
All three hosts. Hopefully we'll keep that as going. A bit of a streak. You know, we don't want to lose another person again. Today I feel like we're gonna have a lot of Halloween specific problems that we might have to go over. Or maybe some more deep personal things. I feel like a lot of things happen around Halloween time, which unfortunately is also around my birthday time.
What does that mean about you as a person?
It's just the time of year, I think.
How many baseball-related questions do you think we're going to have?
You know what? If anyone has any baseball questions, I would be more than happy to answer them. I've been playing baseball for the past 11 years, so I like to
think
that
I
know.
Wait, really? I didn't know
you play baseball? Yeah, I still play baseball.
My brother plays baseball.
Think I know. Really?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, that's great. Maybe he should come on and ask some...
What, bring a nine-year-old onto the show?
I think that would actually be pretty funny, give a nine-year-old giving advice.
Okay.
That could be like one special segment we have.
Yeah.
Generations of advice.
A special episode.
It's actually his birthday in like 2 weeks-ish.
AJ, when's your birthday again? You said
My birthday was Saturday, November 1st.
The baseball people are
the,
close
the
together.
The day the Jays lost the World Series.
Really?
Wait, are you kidding me? Your birthday passed?
Yeah.
I wished him a happy birthday.
Did you not wish me happy birthday?
I wished you a happy birthday. And I thought I missed
Wait,
it,
I
but
swear
I
you wished me happy birthday.
No, I would have posted for you. That's I'm like trying not to like swear because we're...
For the record, I
there's
didn't
no
post
way
for
I missed
you,
your birthday.
But I don't post for anyone on their birthday. I just...
No, I don't post for anyone either. I'm not offended by it.
I am.
You don't have to post.
I've been
me.
Thinking recently, like, damn, I haven't talked to Adrian a bit. Let me for his birthday, you know, I'm going to have a sick post. I'll get him something even. And I was like, okay, it's going to happen soon. His birthday's going to be soon. November 1st?
Yeah, it's the day after Halloween.
You should have known because he did post on his story.
What'd you post?
It was reposts of people saying happy birthday. That's how I knew. We didn't talk about it, me and you, last week when you weren't here, that it was his birthday.
I'm still getting used to everyone using Instagram here. I'm still used to, like, Snapchat, and that's all mainly what
I
use.
Snapchat.
I'm always on Snapchat.
I hate Snapchat. I'm sorry. Do both of you use Snapchat?
I use it a lot.
I don't use Snapchat anymore.
Okay, let's get to the show.
The first question.
Anyways, happy birthday, AJ.
Thank you.
Why don't we move on to the first question? We did get a caller earlier that I picked up earlier. So
was it earlier?
Was it earlier?
I think it might have been earlier.
We did get a caller earlier.
And we recorded
and
the call?
We got the recorded call.
Nice.
Yes. So I'll play a little snippet for you guys.
Nice.
And you
let's
guys
pull
can
it
tell
up.
Me what you think. About
it. You getting it ready?
It's not working.
Exactly. Pretty.
You have to. There you go. All right.
Hey, Phone a Friend podcast. Real quick advice question here for you. Let's say, for instance, I have this friend, and he is maybe, for instance, the executive producer of a certain radio.
Can we pause this?
Why?
Okay. Because I'm not. Nothing's coming.
We don't need to pause. We can just edit it out later.
All right. So both of you talk for a second.
Hello, 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 hello,
nuts.
Hello.
Okay, go again. It's fine. My bad. Start the whole audio. I wasn't hearing it for some reason.
Yeah, it's okay. Like we. That's why I wasn't I wasn't rushing or anything. Cause.
Hey,
okay, wait. Three, two, one.
Hey, Phone a Friend podcast. Real quick advice question here for you. Let's say, for instance, I have this friend, and he is maybe, for instance, the executive producer of a certain radio podcast. What, for instance, would you say, for instance, that would entail? What is that job? What should I tell my friend he's supposed to be doing? What does executive producer even mean? And is it bad that I have not done anything yet? Yes, if you just get back to me as soon as possible. Thank you.
Wow.
All right.
For instance.
I think.
wants to answer this one, AJ?
I'm not entirely sure what an executive producer does, but I feel like it's kind of this similar thing to like an assistant director on like a movie set.
actually, technically, a producer, I believe, is higher up than the director.
Okay.
So the producer is the one who gets all the financing and who, like, overlooks the entire...
If there's anyone that should answer this question, shouldn't it be able to be us, the people in, like, media productions?
I'm taking a business of producing class.
And you can't answer his question?
I was
answering. She's answering it right now.
Sorry, I was searching up meanwhile.
Okay. I was answering. So the producer overlooks, like, financing and, like, the overall production. But I'm trying to think because there are multiple different types of producer. Like, there's a line producer, executive producer. They go over the overall project, and they work hand in hand with the director, and they work on getting funding through, like, let's say they're trying to get like CMF funding or something like that.
What's CMF?
Canadian Media Fund.
The more you know.
Okay.
Did he say how bad is it if he hasn't started yet? Is that what he said at the end?
Yeah.
Pretty bad if he hasn't started.
I was
going to
say,
down.
Didn't he say it was his quote-unquote friend? It sounded like it was him, not his friend.
Yeah, I think it might have been his friend.
I don't know if it was him or his friend. It sounded like, I have no idea.
Could be some deflecting going on.
I will say the producer is supposed to overlook the entire project, start to finish.
So, yeah, if you or your friend haven't started yet, I think all three of us would say get on that, probably.
Yeah, I would say, you know what, it's good just to get all of your hard work done as soon as you can. That way it doesn't build up on you once you get more work. You know, the way I like to do things is when I have some things that I need to do, if I have multiple things that I need to do, I like to prioritize it. I like to go easiest first, hardest last, just because you get all that easy stuff done first, right?
Yeah,
it's like
true.
You get all the quick things checked off quickly, right away. That way, when it comes to later, you're like, okay, now I'm not thinking about the easy things while I'm doing the hard thing. And that'll just make the hard thing harder.
He's just very good at compartmentalizing.
True, yeah.
That's his forte.
Yeah. I will say, though, I think it also depends on the project, too.
Well,
like how big the project is. Like, has a project started yet, for instance? Because you're supposed to be, like, the beginning of a project is when, technically, like, if you're doing a short film, for example, that's when you get budgeting, is the beginning of a project. Because you can't do the project without getting budgeting first. And the producer overlooks the budgeting and stuff like that. So, I don't know if he said in his voice message what the project was, but I think it depends on the project itself.
Pretty sure it's a radio show.
A radio show? Okay, then in that instance, if it's a big radio show, then maybe you'd get funding, but I'm guessing it's not a big radio show. Not to.
Yeah, if this is like a school project, you don't need to worry as much about actual funding. You can kind of just worry about like how the project's going to go overseeing it. You don't need to worry about getting sponsors and whatnot, but still definitely something you want to start now. And like AJ said, easy stuff first, mix that with a hard thing, and then don't do everything at once, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I will say in general, like, I think as long as you're just organized, I think for a producer, you need to just be really organized and on top of things.
Yeah.
So in general, like, just get started on that as soon as you can and try and, like, I don't know. You get what I mean.
I get what you mean.
Keep your suits together, you know, have the hearts with the hearts. And
well, because you're the person that everybody goes to for questions, too.
Yeah.
Like, the producer is the big top dog. Executive producer is the big top dog.
Yeah, so if you're a mess, everyone else is going to be a mess.
So no pressure.
Exactly.
And then the whole thing's a mess. Yeah, no pressure, but the whole project is on your back right now.
Basically.
Exactly. Yeah. People don't realize how much the producer does, but it is pretty.
Producer does a lot, but.
So for that caller, good luck with that. Hopefully. You do well.
Hopefully we didn't stress you out.
Ask us for more advice. We'll get back to you next time. I feel we have some more questions, though.
Yeah, I think we covered that pretty well. If you are not satisfied, you can always ask us another question next week. So.
All right, what else is there?
I'm pretty sure
we had two more, no?
We had quite a few, actually.
Okay, well, I have a question here.
Okay.
I accidentally scared a little kid too much in my costume. How do you handle it when a joke goes too far on Halloween?
Ooh. Give them your candy. Give some. That's what I do.
I mean, shouldn't you already be giving the kid candy?
I feel like, yeah.
Oh, I was talking. Wait, why are you in a car? How are you scaring this? Oh, like while you're. Oh,
it depends. You know what? It depends because we are missing context here. Are you a trick or treater or are you a.
Or was your house so scary in your costumes? Treat or tricker?
I'm sorry.
Are you a trick or treater or giving the treats out like a treat or trick?
Oh, like a treat dealer.
Sure. I don't know about that one.
Treat dealer.
But are you giving the treats away or are you asking for the treats?
The treat dispensary.
dude.
Okay.
Regardless, I feel like if you were out trick-or-treating and you scared a kid, give them some of your candy, apologize to their parents. If you were at your house and they got scared, well, that kid shouldn't be out trick-or-treating then if he got scared at your house.
Okay. Unpopular opinion. Maybe it's good for development.
Bring back bullying, right?
No.
I'm kidding. Don't bring back bullying. But, like, that's kind of, like, your point relates to that in a way.
Well, okay. Let's think about it this way. Eventually, the kid's going to end up watching. Like, I remember when I was little, I don't know if this is weird. I remember my parents literally, like, forced me to watch the movie Coraline when I hated it. I really hated that movie when I was little. And now I love that movie. Like, to the point where I was having a sleepover with my friend, and my friend, my stepdad, and my mom were both holding me down on the couch, forcing me to watch the movie Coraline.
Oh, dear.
That was similar with me in, like, Two Girls, One Cup, I think.
Also,
I think that's nowhere near the same thing.
Okay, but, like, I think you get the gist. Also,
were you a child? I don't think that.
Regardless, if you scared a kid, apologize. There's ways to make up for it. If their family was there, apologize to the family. But that's kind of what Halloween's about.
Like a full-size coffee crisp.
Yeah. That's also, another thing, I learned how to swim by just getting thrown in the water.
Well, yeah, that's how you're supposed to.
I guess it's Talk About Jade episode today.
Excuse me. Well, I'm just saying that it's relevant to...
Did you know her brother plays baseball too, yo?
What? Okay, well, it's relevant because you don't understand. So I got thrown in the water to learn how to swim. It's the same thing. The kid got scared. There you go. He's going to grow like a spine. When
he's now, he learned how to
have
do
you
Halloween.
Seen those videos of people throwing babies into pools?
Yeah.
And they just like float? Because that's actually how you're supposed to learn how to swim.
See, exactly. Throw the kid in the water for Halloween.
I would love to have that job.
Throw the kid in the hell of water for Halloween. You heard it here first, folks. That's what you do. Okay. I think that answers that
okay,
question.
Well, I feel like a good way personally to make up to the kid, you know, apologize to the parents. I feel like the parents would understand it's Halloween. You're supposed to get scared,
right? I was a parent. I would say thank you.
I don't agree with strapping your kid down to the couch and making them watch Coraline or worse. But, you know what? I feel like, you know, the best way to learn is sometimes it's the hard way. But, you know, sometimes the hard way can get you a nice full-size coffee crisp. You know, or a few dollars.
Sorry that happened to this person, but live life, live and learn.
Yeah, if you want extra chocolate bars. Yeah.
Okay, do you all move on to our next question?
Okay, I got a good one. This is someone sent us. How can I tell if someone is into me or if they're just being nice? I feel like that's a good one.
No. I'm going to be honest. I'm personally guilty of doing this. Oh. I've had many people tell me that, but...
Tell you that you come off that you're interested in them or that people, like, what do you mean?
Yeah, I have had someone tell me that.
Oh, okay, but you're just being nice?
I think, like, two people. Yeah.
People think you're being nice?
Yeah.
You're not a nice person.
Yeah.
I've had people tell me that either A, I'm too nice, that I look fake, or B, I'm being too nice to the point where they think I'm flirting with them.
Oh, and then you woke up.
Okay, shut up. Okay, but... I will say, I do think, like, I've also, like, I personally thought the same thing, where I'm like, oh, someone's being nice to me. Are they into me, or are they,
yeah,
like...
I'm the worst example of this. I always think someone's, like, interested, they're just being nice, and I don't even know what to say for this, like, kind of, every moment's going to be different. They might be interested, they might not be. I don't know, there's no advice for it.
I feel like there's, once you know what interest looks like, It's pretty obvious to tell.
Oh, well, I don't. I personally don't know.
I feel
you have a significant other. What do you mean?
I still can't read people.
Oh, well, yeah.
Like, do you ever see people interacting? Like, you have friends interacting, you're like, oh, they're into each other. And then I find out, oh, they're not into each other. Okay, that's maybe I'm just crazy. I can't tell those things. Sometimes you see people
in public, you can't tell if they're a couple or siblings because they're so close together. It's
like siblings are dating type of thing. Yeah.
Oh, we should definitely play that. Sometime. We don't have to do it now, but I feel like a good way to tell the difference is kind of just how they act when they're not with you. I feel like if they act the same way to a bunch of different other people, it's pretty clear. But you know, are they initiating conversation with you? Are they, you know, asking you questions? It depends on, like, I only know it from, like, a girl
perspective. Like, not a girl perspective, sorry. I only know it from a guy perspective.
Do you have something to tell us?
I'm not that knowledgeable on it. You know, I've only had, you know, one thing in my entire
That's
life.
That's how AJ refers to woman.
No.
But no, I think that it's clear that if they're just being nice, they're just like they're not really making any not advances, but they're not kind of going out of your way to do things that a friend usually would not do.
I think the best way to put it, in my opinion, is
I'm kind of beating around the bush here.
Yeah.
I think I get what you're saying.
Oh, I get it.
I think the best way to look at it is like, how are they with other people around? And also, do they treat you the same as everybody else? Yeah, like, you can kind of judge that from an outside perspective, if that makes sense. Like, if you can watch them interact with someone else, you can also see if they put effort in their appearance when they're around you.
That's true.
That's one thing. If we're talking about, like, girls specifically, I
try extra hard to wear something nice when I'm around someone I like.
Yeah, for sure. But then, like, at
I feel
the same
like it's
time,
a guy
is that like
thing
a guy
well?
Thing or is that a girl? Like, girls,
I don't know.
In general, like to look nice. That's not they're not doing that for one specific guy.
I will
guy.
Say, I personally would not see anyone if I thought I didn't look nice. To be
yeah,
honest with you,
and a lot of people are like that.
Like, even if I wasn't into someone,
some people want to look nice even when they're home. When
true.
Doing stuff. They don't want to look trashy. That's like my brother. I don't care what I'm wearing at home. I don't care what I wear at the grocery store.
Me personally, for me, I like to give gifts.
Oh yeah, love language.
I like
that
to give gifts.
Thing, yeah.
A lot of people like quality time. They ask you like all the time, "Hey, what are you doing? Hey, do you want to hang out?" Or a lot
yeah,
of people.
Is that a friend thing or is someone interested in you? Because it could be both.
That's when it's hard to tell. Yeah. But like physical touch, like are they like, you know, like.
Are they punching you?
I'm not punching you,
for
but
the
like,
record,
yeah, no,
AJ's
like,
just
are
throwing
they,
punches.
Are they like
touch?
No, I get what you mean. Are they touchy, whatnot? But even then, there's like that. Not even rare case. Like someone could be a good friend, ask you to hang out all the time, and be touchy, but they
I
don't like
say,
you like that at all. Like,
I think
you never
it
know
depends
what
the on the person. Like personally, if I'm into someone, I'm not gonna just like touch them.
Yeah, I don't
but
touch
also,
anybody.
Depends.
Honestly,
like, if
you
I'm
touch
friends,
my butt a lot, so.
Yeah, I'll touch your butt. But, like, but I will say it depends on the person. Like, if, like, it depends on the crush, too. If you're just meeting someone and you think they're attractive, you're not just going to go up to them. But if it's, like, a long time, like, friendship type of thing,
I never
then
go
maybe.
Some people might go up to people randomly.
I never
touch
go
them?
Oh, no, sorry. Touch. I thought you meant, like,
no, that's what I mean. Like, it depends on the, it depends on who it is. Like, if it's someone you know well, then it might be easier to do something like that if you're into someone. But, like, I think if you know someone, like, more of, like, a friend of a friend, they're not just going to be, like, hey, but I will say I am a pretty touchy person, but like I think it depends on the person. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No,
so
totally.
The question, there is no answer in my opinion. It's really case by case. Someone can like you and not show it at all. Someone can hate you and act really nice to you. They're that kind of person, and you might still think they like you even though they hate you. Like it's
I
hard
feel
to tell.
Like yeah, I feel like it's hard. I feel like it would be hard for people to tell like if I was interested in people because like a lot of times like some people are like. Nervous to talk to people that they're interested in so they're just not talking
true,
to you
true.
Right like me personally if I'm interested in somebody I'm not talking to them at all like you are not getting a single word out of me I'm going to try and mind my own business and steer clear
see
of that.
From afar basically like
no not even see from afar like I'm avoiding you at all costs
oh really
literally because
I'm not saying like
it's,
you're stalking or anything you're just like seeing them from afar like oh I'm interested but I'm too scared
I was gonna
to
say how
yeah.
does that how does that work then?
I feel like
if
that's a lot
watching,
for guys
really
yeah I
oh,
know a lot of people
I have
do that.
Heard a thing where it's like people are mean to the person they're into
that's a common thing
it's
though.
Banter
ever since like kids were playing outside recess they like hit the girl with a soccer ball that they liked and like or something like that whatever it's like common
like my this is weird my best friend's little brother for some reason is 1 year younger than me and my parents and my best friend's parents for the longest time were like oh they like each other because we hated our like each other but we never liked each other we just hated each other
wait what
does that make sense no. Like a lot of people think that if you are not nice to someone it's because you like them
yeah like sometimes mm-hmm.
oh yeah
even people who at first hate each other end up having great friendships
what's it called enemies to lovers
yeah enemies to lovers you know So it's like, you know, it's really hard to tell. But there are definitely signs that, you know, you should keep note of. How do my friends, if you have any friends of, you know, the same gender that you're crushes who you know aren't attracted to you whatsoever, just your friend, I feel like, you know.
Get their opinion?
It's good to talk about it with other people. I feel like if you have any
problems.
Like have them see like it in person.
But, me personally, but I always
get their opinion on how they act. And that's a good one.
Yes.
But also like compare how those two people act towards you. Right? Mm-hmm. Like for example, Alam, I'm super easy at talking to you.
Yeah, I like talking to you too.
It's the opposite, remember? It's the opposite. It's super easy for me to talk to Alam and keep eye contact with Alam. I can't keep eye contact with anybody else.
Eye contact, go.
No, yeah, Adrian, I can't, that's why I feel so bad. I didn't wish you happy birthday.
No, you don't. Like, you don't have to wish me happy birthday. I know.
I'm never gonna forget about that. Regardless, I agree with you.
I wished him happy birthday.
Yeah.
Anyways, look out for the signs.
See how they act with other people. How long have you known them? They're not a lot of people are gonna be very flirty when you've just met them, unless it's like at a party or something. That's kind of a different.
Or unless they're just a flirty
in
person.
In a group setting, exactly. Do they put? Well, this isn't actually me personally. If I'm in a group setting and I like someone, I'm gonna try and talk to them the best I can. But for you said you do the opposite.
I steer clear.
Even
in a one-on-one setting, I'm just like,
exactly.
So the weather's nice.
There's no easy way to tell. It's play by the book, I guess. See what happens. Sometimes you got to make like the big decision. Like if you think they're interested in you, you're interested in them. Maybe you got to make the first move. I know a lot of people like the other gender to make the first move, but you might be too scared to make because what if you ruin the friendship? Blah 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 blah.
Soft launch.
Exactly.
That's my advice.
Moral of the story: stop overthinking.
Stop overthinking, and. Soft launch, be like, hey, you doing anything? Like, no one else wants to come out with me. I just want to, like, run some errands. Would you be down just to hang out for a little
bit? Don't even ask as a date. See how it goes to the regular hangout, but see how that hangout feels.
Well, don't ask as a date.
Yeah, don't. Like, see how.
Because then if they're just straight up like, no, then.
If either of you are ever in this situation, please ask for my advice, because no offense. That was an awkward way to ask someone.
Well, yeah, but that's not how he would. He's just giving
I'm just giving an example. Okay, I'm not going to ask someone to, like, hey, you want to go on a first date and, like, do taxes with me?
But some people are confident enough to ask someone, go straight up, hey, you want to go on a first date and do this random thing with me? Like,
I do that.
You know what I saw recently? I saw custom DIY carpet tufting. Carpet tufting.
What's tufting?
It's where you make your own, like, carpet.
Sick.
No? Okay. So
now I know.
I'm sorry.
My pickup line.
I'm never gonna ask anyone to go carpet tuffing.
Honestly, it sounds cool. I think I know what you mean, but tough. I was gonna say it was really random.
That was a good pun, Alam. Sounds quite tough. Oh my god. All right. So
thank you.
Yeah. Okay. On that note, I want to get out of here now because.
Yeah. Honestly, we didn't go through as many questions as we did last time, so sorry for anybody who didn't get their question answered.
we will get to the questions.
We'll make story posts. We'll make more posts. Keep submitting them. Keep asking us for advice. Send audio messages, whatever you want.
I think for the smaller questions, we could even start answering a few little questions on our Instagram page on some posts.
True, yeah.
And
honestly,
we can even do little recaps as well. So if you guys want that, please let us know at Phone a Friend TMU
on
Instagram.
We'll make a poll in the story.
We can make a poll or DM us, look on our story, anything like that. We would love to hear from you guys. We would love to hear any feedback. So on that note.
Yeah.
On that note, please, again, send in your questions. We love answering your questions. We love giving you guys some good content that is also relatable. Any closing remarks for you guys?
Just make sure to tune in for next week's episode.
Tune in for next week. Happy belated Halloween, everybody.
Yes. I hope everyone's holding it together. If you're a Jays fan,
good luck.
Yeah, good luck for the next Jays question.
I was wrong. I thought we would. Maybe next time. We'll see.
We didn't talk about like that almost home run they had or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Anyways.
All right. Well, take care, everybody, and have a great day/evening/afternoon.
Yeah.
We'll see you next time.
See you next week.